This is a WVU student media podcast.
Back, Mountaineers. Vintage Fest, another baseball sweep, and the search for a new university president. I'm Sydney Wentz with another Monday in Morgantown. Let's get right into it. Students, travelers, and the Morgantown community members gathered for an afternoon of thrifting at the 6th biannual West Virginia Vintage Fest at the Edith Burrill Riverfront Park and Trail on Sunday. The event hosted over 40 vintage apparel vendors from Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia, as well as several food trucks. Lisa Hart, owner of Gallery 304, a vintage apparel and item shop in downtown Morgantown, created Vintage Fest alongside her son Nathaniel in 2021 to promote local and regional vintage stores and sellers. Items for sale at the festivals included men's and women's pants, shirts, jackets, dresses, and accessories such as shoes and jewelry. Drawing inspiration from events in larger American cities, Hart said Vintage Fest allows vendors to buy, sell, and trade their pieces. Aside from bringing vintage lovers together, she said the festival also brings visitors to Morgantown. Some customers drove over 3 hours to attend the event, according to Hart. Although the event has been hosted in several locations like Milan Park and Hotel Morgan, the riverfront allows community members to enjoy the scenery in addition to vendor items. For more information on the next Vintage Fest, check out the event's Instagram at WVVintageFest or Gallery 304's Instagram at Gallery304Shop. The WVU baseball team swept their weekend series against UCF this weekend, winning 7-6 on Friday, 7-5 on Saturday, and a thrilling win in extra innings, 11-10 on Sunday. WVU baseball will continue its homestand against the University of Pittsburgh on Tuesday, April 16th at 6:30 p.m. The game will be broadcasted live on ESPN Plus and can be heard on U92 The Moose. Finally, Governance Committee Chair Patrice Harris has detailed a tentative timeline for the presidential search process during a BOG meeting on Friday. Prior to the regular session, a public comment hearing was proposed BOG Government Rule 1.3, Presidential Selection, Contracts, and Evaluation, the standards for selecting a new president pending President E. Gordon Gee's retirement in 2025. The public comment period ends on April 18th. The rule designates the BOG as the sole voting body for the new leader following an initial selection of candidates by a search committee. If approved, the rule will go into effect on or around May 27th. During that week, the BOG will determine the search firm and appoint members to the search committee, according to Harris. According to the proposed rule, the search committee must include faculty, staff, and students. In addition to these members, the governance committee recommends representation from the dean's office, WVU Athletics, WVU Medicine, the WVU Foundation, the WVU Alumni Association, the regional campuses, and at-large members. The search committee will conduct interviews for a new leader using feedback from the listening sessions between September and November, with the BOG expected to conduct final interviews and select the president by the spring of 2025. Several students opposed the rule during public comment, advocating for the presidential selection to be put to a campus-wide vote. Christian Rowe, a WVU graduate student and delegate for the West Virginia United Student Union, said that although he recognizes the BOG's attempt to collaborate with campus community through the search process, he encourages a vote. To read more on the stories covered today or any other stories from the DA, visit thedaonline.com. That's all for now, Mountaineers. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you next week for another Monday in Morgantown. I need to shout out Bryce Cohen and Savannah Jones for their excellent writing talent. Listen to Monday in Morgantown at thedaonline.com/podcast or wherever you stream podcasts.